Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, the New York Football Giants are in Carolina to take on the Panthers. We'll talk about it, as always, with the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. What up, buddy?
Let's get the football right. Please, let's get the football right.
What does that mean?
Play better.
Okay.
Don't hand the ball over. Run the football. Sack the quarterback.
Simple things. Fooch, are they ready?
I needed to look hard this week for a balanced attack. I need to search for the physical play down in the trenches, and I definitely need to search for somehow the Giants winning the turnover margin, which I guess will make me find Ralph a W.
Hi, how you doing?
Ralph, see you, Ralph.
From the Daily
Christopher
News.
Columbus.
How good was that?
That was tremendous. I feel bad now I didn't bring any props. I didn't know we were supposed to carry stuff.
Listen,
with
focus,
game
Ralph. Focus.
Okay, I know. You know what? I'll bring my panic button with me to Carolina to make up for it. How's that?
Well, how do they get this squared up? I mean,
it's
you know,
simple.
First of all, it really is simple. Okay, go ahead.
Well, this is the lesson, and I know you don't want to look completely back to 2007, but the lesson I remember from then is there weren't wholesale changes going into week three. I remember Steve Spagnuolo saying that I told the players, I know we can get this right. Just keep playing our game. We made subtle changes. You guys have some talent here, so don't panic is the way to get it right.
The problem, Ralph, is I don't think it's on the defensive side of the ball. It's the offensive line right now that needs to become physical. Bobby, this kid Knightington, number 94, he owned the Giants' backfield. I mean, they couldn't move him. Now, look, Denver's very talented. I understand that. But you got to play physical. And then you can't allow runs around the right side, Ralph. This is not college football. You do it once, that's fine. You can't allow it two times in a game.
Right.
I mean, you can't. Where's the linebacker? Hey, Mr. Hale, where is the defensive end?
Well, I don't know what I don't think there are changes you need to make to do that. I think you have the players to do it. You just need to play better.
If you're looking at that Denver game the other day through the first two and a half quarters, the defense is playing winning football.
Yes.
The defense
had stoned the Broncos running game, right? Now, I got to be honest with you. When they came out at the start of the second half and they had a little success on two straight running plays, I looked at my compatriot, Eddie Wagner. I said, uh-oh. I said, now we're going to get tentative defensively because you know Peyton's going to pull that ball back out at some point.
We
were playing winning. Yes. My point is we were playing winning
it's
football.
It's the offense right now.
Yes, I agree with you. If you look at the defense in the Cowboys game, there was a fumble return for a touchdown, a pick six for a touchdown, and two drives that the Cowboys started at the Giant 15-yard
exactly.
line. Last week, it was 17-16 Denver with 3:08 to go in the third quarter, and the Broncos fumbled the ball at their own 33-yard line. The Giants picked the ball up. They might have the lead, and it's a whole – the defense hasn't really been the big problem, although the lack of a pass rush is a concern.
Yes, it is. But there's two plays in this game. Randall's fumble, it's a totally different game if he gets in the end zone there.
Of course.
Because now you got to settle for a field goal. And then Eli throwing the ball – in the back of the end zone right before the half because he thinks he's thrown it away or whatever. At least if you go in with three there, you're feeling a little bit better coming out in the second half. But it was a turnover, and it changed the momentum of the game.
And you add in things like Brandon Myers tripping over his own feet in the open field. There were enough plays, and it was in the same in the Cowboys game too, enough plays where you could look at it and say the Giants probably should have won this game.
Well, that's why all the rhetoric this week is we're close. You know, that's why the players really believe that we are close to getting this thing back on track and getting going, because you can point to evidence, as you just did, to suggest that, listen, if you just make a play, the plays that are there to be made, you're going to be all right.
Right. I mean, they're not playing like Jacksonville right now.
No.
I mean, they had the ball with five turnovers. They had the ball at midfield twice with a chance to win, and they were within a point with 3:08 to go last week. They're not making the 50-50 plays right now.
Right.
The little ones, and that can change pretty quickly.
The thing that
you got to make it happen.
The thing to me that is a little concerning, Bobby, is the lack of the running game and the pass rush. That is something that has to change immediately.
All right, we're gonna go to some questions via Twitter, and we're gonna continue this conversation as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
Hey. MSG has the best Big Blue shows, like Giants First and 10, 10 Things to Know for Sunday's Game, and Giants Rewind, where we break down last Sunday's action, two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Sunday, it's the Giants and Panthers in Carolina. Yes, sir.
The pass rush. What the hell are you laughing at?
Because the guy's trying to get to the questions here.
No, I got to make a quick point, if that's all right with you
because
there,
this is
Christopher Columbus.
This is going to answer the question at KC Kane 33 about the defense and the pass rush. So go ahead.
There was a pass rush the other day, okay? We had Peyton Manning in our grasp. How many times? Was it two times or three times?
Two.
Twice. Okay, so
maybe
you get
a third.
Okay, so three times. You know, people were wondering if is Peyton Manning healthy again? Well, you can look at him. There's a difference in the way he throws the ball this year compared to last year. His arm is back. There's nothing wrong with him physically because he shook off our defensive lineman.
I got a little advice for you.
Go ahead.
If you can't bring down 38-year-old Peyton Manning Cam this week, I mean, if you can't wrap up that guy, you got problems this week.
Well, how quickly was Peyton throwing the ball, though?
Well, that's
you know,
that
he gets that ball out of there.
That's a different story.
I know, but he's not. If you're going to judge the pass rush just on him, not a lot of pass rushes look great against
Listen,
him.
I think the lack of hits. Forget about sacks. That's a little overrated number.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're not hitting the
quarterback.
You need
to rattle him.
Right. And the defensive tackles are playing very good.
I wonder if that's why the pass rush isn't as explosive as it's been, because they have sacrificed these two big run stoppers in the middle to contain, which they've done a good job of containing the run, and they've given up a little less.
But those
on
guys
their pass
are also
rush.
The ones getting pressure.
Yeah, they're getting the push.
They're doing it all.
Lombardi.
All right, next question. At True Big Blue 56, do you think we'll see more blitz packages this week to keep Cam Newton from staying comfortable in the pocket?
Yeah, you know, I get that question a lot, and it's an easy solution to say, yeah, just send more guys. But the problem is, let's say you blitz a linebacker. What linebacker on this team are you sure is going to get to the quarterback? Right. This week, you could try. But again, you're leaving yourself open in the secondary if you don't actually get there. I think it's a great solution if they can actually get to the quarterback.
I think, you know what, with Cam, you need to be in better coverage because he will make a mistake. He's shown in his career that he will make a mistake. Eventually in the game, he's going to give you the ball. So my point is, if you blitz and miss, he's running to the house.
And they don't exactly have the same kind of receivers that the Cowboys or the Broncos have.
Right.
As far as what's going out there. All right, at @Phil_Carlton. I keep hearing about the similarities of this year's 0-2 start to the 2007 campaign. Is there any truth to these rumors? I'll let you take this
listen,
one.
Listen, the only thing you get out of 07 is that it can be done, right? But I was going to make this point earlier. Remember, in 07, Spagnuolo was it was his first year as a defensive coordinator. The defense was learning a new defense. And to the point of, let's not panic. I forget what year it was. It was in the late 80s. I was with the Steelers. We had gotten beat 95-10 or something like that in the first 2 weeks of the season. We ended up making the playoffs. And Chuck Noll came into his Monday press conference, and they said, what are you going to do? He said, we're going to tackle better, and we're going to block better, and we're going to hold on to the football. That's how you get it turned around.
And here's where you got to be really careful, because numbers are deceiving. Because the Giants are right now last in the NFL in points allowed, 38.5 points per game. But 21 points have been scored when the defense was never even on the field. There's three returns against them.
Special
teams, and the Cowboys had two defensive touchdowns. So you got to look at some of this stuff, and you can't panic to what's being cried about, because there's some positives in there that can be
built
upon.
Again, I feel good about the defense. To me, it's more about the running game.
The secondary's played pretty well, too. At Metro Fudge, is it possible for the Giants to call a run-run pass more than once a game this season?
You know, everybody gets on the play calling. The problem, you can call anything you want, but it has to work.
Right.
You call run-run pass. What if the run goes for 1 yard to -1 yards? Now you're in third and long, and you're in trouble. So, you blame Kevin Gilbride all you want, which a lot of people do. I understand that. But the play calling always looks bad when it doesn't work.
It's the most ridiculous thing in the world, because Eli admitted that he made a mistake at the end of the first half. That wasn't Kevin Gilbride's fault. It was Kevin Gilbride's plays helped him get there. Right. Now Gilbride had a bad call.
And Eli didn't throw it away.
First and 10 at the 28-yard line, Manning throws a touchdown pass to Reuben Randall, or supposedly. Was that a bad call? Was it a bad call when Brandon Myers was wide open over the middle and happened to stumble? Mm-hmm. Was it a bad call when Eli threw it to Brandon Myers on a 3rd and 3 and the ball went through his hands? Those are not bad play calls. It's execution.
It's execution, exactly.
Kevin Gilbride is the last guy that wants to come out of a game, and we've got 19 rushing attempts. He's the last guy. Eli's the last guy that wants that. You'll see that scenario when we prove that we can be effective running the football.
Right, they had 7 runs of 0 or negative yards.
That's the problem with everything right now, because you're getting to 3rd and long, and you're asking Eli to pull a rabbit out of the hat.
It's about the O-line. We're going to talk about that as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Sunday, it's the Giants and Carolina Panthers. So, as we've kind of gone through this a little bit.
Mm-hmm. For what?
Through this, talking about the team through the first 2 weeks.
Calvin Klein socks, those are nice.
You like that?
Yeah, good. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Anyway, it seems to me that the threat is the pass rush we've talked about, but really this offensive line.
No doubt.
How can they get that component fixed? Because Eli's also been under a lot of pressure and taken more hits than he normally does.
Yeah, just go right ahead.
Your center has to step up. The middle of your line has to step up. I mean, it's that simple. Boss had a poor game. Snee had a poor game. You got to step up in the middle of your line. I don't even think it's Pugh. I mean, he's a rookie, and I think he's holding his own. But you got to be more physical up front, and it starts with the center.
20 years of listening to offensive linemen talk about their craft, the one thing they always say is it takes chemistry for this line to operate. And what have they had now? 4 different lineups in the last 5 games?
And back Boss to the preseason? Just came off the injury list last week.
Clearly not 100%.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear this, but they're going to need time. Give them a few games to gel together. Don't panic and juggle guys
problem,
in and out.
Ralph, in the NFL, you run out of time
I
real
know.
Quick.
It's the same thing with JPP. I mean, JPP has played exactly 2 games, and he hasn't, you know. These guys, you got to play the game to be good at it. And Boss was playing his first game last week. JPP played his first game in Dallas 2 weeks ago.
And Bob, obviously, it starts with the turnover margin, because if you're putting too much pressure on your team right now to be perfect. So if you can win the turnover battle, you're allowed to make a couple mistakes.
Listen, we're not running the ball, and we're handing the ball to the opponent. When these guys get off the bus after they get drafted or signed as free agents, those are the first things they hear when they walk in the building. You got to take care of the ball. You got to run it. You got to be physical.
And you got to be stellar on special teams, which did not happen last week.
Our man Stevie Wonder Weatherford had a rough game.
That was probably the worst game, as he said to me.
Since the worst game of his career
as a Giant.
And this is
37 games. You're bound to have a bad.
Yes.
But this is the, I guess, encouraging thing about being 0-2. You talk about all the things that Tom Coughlin football teams usually do that you don't do. Chances are you'll sort of regress back to the mean, and it will not be a turnover plagued team. Chances are Steve Weatherford will start punting the ball better. Chances are Eli Manning will start having good games. The only problem is, as you said, you're kind of out of time. 0-3 is a big death blow in this league.
Right. I mean, you don't want to start off like, you know, amazingly, the Redskins were 3-6, I think, last year, and they won the rest of their games. Right. You don't want to put yourself in that kind of hole. I think the Giants are talented enough to do it. Yeah. But you got to start. You got to start. Like Coach Coughlin said yesterday, you got to start making plays.
What's interesting, there's 2-0-2 teams playing in Charlotte on Sunday. If you take the quote sheets from both teams this week, you can just change the names on the quotes, because both teams are saying the same thing.
All right. Time to go around the room for predictions for Sunday's game.
Let me see here.
You know what you can do with those binoculars.
You know what, Mr. Hanlon? I see a W. I think Carolina is just what the doctor ordered. 28-20 Giants.
I've said through both of these first two games, it's only a matter of time. You just make me laugh. No, I can see fine.
His vision's fine.
It's hard to find certain things.
I'm watching you, but I got it.
You got to look close.
No, I really think you guys are closer than it looks on the scoreboard, and I think that this is the week they put it together. I think the Giants will win 34-24.
All right, there you have it. So we're out of time there, Patty.
Okay, Bobby.
Good stuff.
Bam.
Good
you.
Stuff. So for Fuch,
I can't
Rob
wait
Facciano.
I can't wait for next week's prop.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Make sure you keep it logged on right here to Giants.com for all the latest about the Big Blue, and follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For Pat Hanlon and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching Giants Online here on Giants.com. Enjoy your football, everybody.